Okay, Parsha Shmini, Parsha Sachodesh, Shabbos Ofrof, Tuf Shin Pei Dalet. So let's ask the questions on the Parsha. So the first question is, Vahiba Yom HaShmini, we have the inauguration of the Mishkan. When does the inauguration of the Mishkan occur? Specifically on day number 8. And the Torah seems to make a big deal. Even the Parsha is called Shmini. Like, what's the significance of number 8? That the inauguration of the Mishkan had to occur on the 8th day. So that's the first question. Second question, we look towards the end of the Parsha. So third to last pasuk, we read all about the kashus and what we're allowed to eat, we're not allowed to eat, and then the Torah says, "Ki ani Hashem amala etzchem eretz Yisrael, dos etzchem lelokim ve'yisam kedoshim ki kedosh ani." So this is a refrain which appears a couple times in the Torah, that the reason why God took us out of Egypt, and it's in order that we live a life of kedusha. And the question is like, what's the connection between the two? Why is it that God took us out of Egypt to live a life of kedusha? So that's the second question. Then a third question, it's Parsha Sachodesh, it's Parsha Shmini. Let's understand the connection between the two. So, to address the first question first, the significance of the inauguration of the Mishkan occurring on the 8th day. So the Maharal explains in a couple places that the significance of number 8 is that the number 8 always represents and signifies something which is l'mal min ha-teva. 7 is teva, 8 is l'mal min ha-teva. And if Hirsch takes this a step further, and if Hirsch explains that 8 always symbolizes entering into a new state, entering to a new realm. So the same way a boy, he has his milah done on the 8th day because now he's entering into a new realm. The same thing was true when it came to Jewish people in the times of Hakamas HaMishkan, the Wifta Hakamas HaMishkan, Klai Yisrael, and now we're entering into a new realm with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the day which this occurred was specifically on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because what's the month of Nisan all about? The month of Nisan is all about it's the month which indicates the fact that the Jewish people that were l'mal min ha-teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Pesach, Atavech Hatan Mikol Amim, He chose us from all the other nations of the world. In that Bechir, the chosenness, the fact that He chose us, came to its culmination, its fruition, with the Hakamas HaMishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan a year later. The Rambam, when he codifies the halachas of the Beis HaMikdash and of the Mishkan, he doesn't call it Hilchos Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't call it Hilchos Mishkan as we've expected. What does he call it? Rather, the Rambam calls it Hilchos Beis Bechira. Rav Lopiansky likes to explain, because that's really what the essence of the Mishkan, what the Mikdash and the Mishkan is. That it's a place where God chose us, and it's a place where we choose God. It's a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to rest His Shechina upon us, but it's a place where we choose Him, because we choose to serve Him in the Mishkan by performing the Avodah there. So the reason why this all needs to occur in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the month of Nisan, because the whole month of Nisan, it indicates the fact that the Jewish people that are malam in the Teva, that we're not bound by Teva. The Eivitz writes that the greatest miracle to ever occur to the in the history of the Jewish people was the fact that we're still alive, we're still around. And that's really what the message of Nisan is all about. The message of Nisan is that we're not bound by Teva. Historically speaking, should the Jewish people be around anymore? Of course not. The amount of people who have tried to destroy us and eliminate us, but no, we still are around. Why are we still around? Because the Jewish people, Klai Yisrael, Am Yisrael, we're not subject to Teva, but we're l'mal min ha-teva. So perhaps now we can understand why it is that the Torah tells us that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim was to live a life of Kedusha. Because the significance of Yitzis Mitzrayim was that it was the Bechira of Am Yisrael. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu choosing us. And He did all these miracles in order to allow us to be His chosen nation. And our response to that is by choosing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our response to the open miracles of the splitting of the sea, of Makos Bechoros, is not by performing miracles in the grander sense of Esther Makos and of splitting seas, but rather by performing the miracle of living a life of Kedusha. A miracle is something which is above nature, and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something which is above nature, but then we also have the ability to do something above nature, namely living a life of Kedusha. Maharal explains Kedusha is something which is mal min ha-teva, because when a Jew resists his cravings and his passions to do what God wants, that's also committing a miracle. So in essence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim by performing open miracles, and our response to that is to choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu and living a life of Kedusha and by performing miracles in elevating ourselves above our physical passions. And now we can understand the significance and the connection between Parsha Shmini and Parsha Sachodesh. Because what's the Parsha all about? What's Shmini all about? It's about the fact that Shmini, L'mal min ha-teva, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, And that's the connection to Parshas HaChodesh, because Parshas HaChodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's the reminder of the fact that the Jewish people are not bound by Teva, we're l'mal min Teva. And that's the connection between the Parsha and Parshas HaChodesh. And now perhaps we can understand the significance and connect this to a Chasan Nikala. Because what's the Chasan Nikala? V'yiba Yom HaShmini? So the same way that it comes to the Jewish people, we inaugurated our Mishkan on Yom HaShmini. The Chasan Nikala, v'yiba Yom HaShmini, they also have a Yom HaShmini. There's a Minog, albeit it might be somewhat questionable, that a Chasan Nikala don't see each other for 7 days. But then on the eighth day, v'yiba Yom HaShmini, now they're ready to inaugurate their marriage and entering into a new state and a new realm together. The Gemara in Maseches Sota teaches that the Shechina, Ish V'Isha, the Shechina comes and joins them. The Gemara Maseches Brachos explains that every single bias which is built in the Jewish people is like a miniature, it's rebuilding one of the ruins of Yerushalayim, it's like a miniature Beis HaMikdash. And the point, as we explained, that what's the essence of the Mikdash? What's the essence of Mishkan? What's the essence of Hashem's Shechina coming down to this world and resting in the couple's house? It's the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them. And the response of the Chasan Nikala, the way that they're able to maintain the presence of the Shechina, is that they have to choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So perhaps the message that the Chasan Nikala could take, Vahiba Yom HaShmini, from the fact that the inauguration of the Mishkan came on the eighth day, is that they also are inaugurating their bias, they're inaugurating their Mishkan, and the way to keep the Shechina amongst them, with them, is by continuing to live a life of Kedusha together.